Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 454, The Encouragement. Trust you guys are having a great week. Birds here at the ranch have settled down, seeing lots of nest building going on. We got a hummingbird nest. Sharon and I know exactly where it is, except for we don't know exactly where it is. We see it going in, and it's so dense, we can't find that little thing. It's driving us crazy, but that's the nature of nature photography, right? I hope you're having great success where you're out shooting. It's that time of year. It's probably coming to the end of a lot of nesting season time for a lot of you, so get out there and click as much as you can. This episode, again, is being recorded with Adobe Podcast Beta again, using their AI voice. Sounded better to me last week than it was before. I don't know how they're doing it, but they are. Now, keep in mind that you can check out the blog post for the podcast on the website, along with other, of course, content there on the website. You can also go to your favorite, like iTunes and Amazon or Spotify. And, of course, on Spotify, you can leave comments. It's kind of quiet this past week. Love to hear from you guys. I mean, that's what it's all about for me to sit there and help you any way I can. So reach out. And yes, the moosepearson.mt is my Facebook page. There's another one there that is me, but it is a gray account. You're not going to, I can't talk on it, respond. So just go to the one that's moosepearson.mt when it comes to Facebook. I reached out to MPS and I got a loan of the newish Nikon N35 1.2. I had a couple ideas what it might work for, and I wanted to see if it was going to fulfill that. Talked to my good friend Joe McNally and heard about how gorgeous it is, and I got the lens. I got to tell you, this lens is unbelievably spectacular. Now, if you get a 35 1.2 or like the 50 1.2, which I have, you don't close it down. You shoot it wide open. And the 35 1.2 wide open is unbelievably gorgeous. Wow. So it's going to be a fun month as I try this lens out and put it through its paces and see if it solves the problem that I think I have that it might solve. I love those kind of quests. It's kind of fun. I want to thank my good friends at Bedford's Camera, bedfords.com, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. You know, they got the gear, the service, the prices, the Moose discount stores. They got classes. They even have one with Joe McNally coming up. They've got the ball game rescheduled so you can go shoot a baseball game. Don't know if I remember who. Should have written that down. Anyway, you get loaner gear. I mean, this sounds like a fun evening of camaraderie-ship and sportsmanship and photography-ship. So all that, Bedford's, bedfords.com, folks. Thanks for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Well, kind of on a simple side note, and I don't want to sound like I'm disappointed, but I'm a bit disappointed. You might have heard that Yellowstone had its second goring of the season already. You might not have heard, and we just were hearing the story, there was a kill somewhere out there on the road to Hayden Valley, and there was a lone wolf heading to that kill. Somebody, a tourist, was part of the wolf jam, had their windows down, had a German Shepherd, and yep, the German Shepherd left the vehicle. Now, before you get too wigged out or grimace, no, the German Shepherd was not killed by the wolf, and no, the wolf was not killed by the German Shepherd. The two of them actually never even touched. It was a bark-off. Anyway, the German Shepherd harassed the wolf. People think it was a yearling. Lucky for the German Shepherd, it was a yearling. And it's just like, I'm not sure what's with people, you know? So I really, I beg you, I plead with you, when you're out there, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You know, it's critters, photographers, national parks. There's something about that mix that sometimes things just go totally haywire. I mean, German Shepherd chasing through a national park, a wolf. I you know, hey. We put our images out there. Social media, magazines, books, calendars, prints, gifts, all sorts of different ways. And then, if we're fortunate, we get encouragement. People, they click a like, give you a heart, say thumbs up, nice image. You get encouragement. Thought about that. Thought about it because I was watching a photographer, watching their work. Been watching it for about a year, and a year ago or so, maybe now, two, time's flying, Lordy. And I gave some encouragement. I reposted, said some nice words. And then I've been watching that photographer's work, and I don't know the circumstances behind it. So that I got to admit that I don't have all the answers here. But looking at their work, it wasn't growing. It wasn't moving forward. It was, in some ways, had, in my humble opinion, had gone backwards. So I finally reached out to the photographer and basically was said, thanks for the encouragement 2 years ago, but I'm good now. I don't need it. Everybody loves it, and I'm fine with it. And I'm like, wow, encouragement in this particular instance maybe didn't serve well. The photographer took it as they were, for lack of better terms, great already, so how could they get greater? And that got me thinking. I've been thinking about it all week. Because encouragement, when it comes from especially the social media stream, that encouragement doesn't come with any caveats. It doesn't come with any explanations. It's just a blanket kind of love or like. And if you're not critically minded, or perhaps skeptical, or perhaps not really goal-oriented, you might take that encouragement as you have reached whatever that plateau is you are looking for. And there is the problem. To think that there is an it, that you can get to a place and it is now achieved. It's the same kind of idea that, and, you know, I put out lots of online classes, but photographers seem to think that they have this feeling. They watch this class and they get the numbers. They get the numbers, either shutter speeds, f-stop, numbers, the time of year, the date, the place, the time of day, the numbers, the Photoshop, the Nik filters, the presets, whatever set of numbers you want to look at, however you want to combine them, you get those numbers and you can as well get those same photographs. Now, that encouragement, it's made me wonder. Maybe it's not serving the purpose that it was originally intended when given. Does that mean instead of encouragement, you need to get discouragement? Because we know what happens with discouragement, right? That's kind of like a given, a known discouragement by its very name, its very meaning, right? It's just, it kind of halts progress. So don't you think that encouragement should then encourage progress? I'm seeing that after noticing that one photographer. I went and looked at some others, and I kind of started noticing a trend. And I started looking at people I had no previous dealings with. I had talked to them, had social or in person, hadn't given them likes or anything like that. I just started looking at images and looking at trends, and I was kind of surprised that a lot of folks with a lot of encouragement over 12, 18 months, 24 million at a time, and I spent probably way too much of my week this last week looking at this just for my own edification. But their photography seemed to have stood still. It the same exposure, subject, placement of the frame, size of the image was almost boilerplate. And then I go, okay, so maybe they're just posting one photograph from a really great shoot and they're spraying it out over that time. So with that idea, I went and looked, looking again at also the encouragement and the platitudes. And I was kind of wondering, wow, this is kind of an interesting trend. Now, is this a trend that you should concern yourself with? Well, to be honest with you, it's only you could answer that question, right? Only you have that answer. But I think in the greater scope of it, when you get encouragement, you should say, okay, that's a nice pat on the back. But then ask yourself, well, what is it that they liked? What is it that I liked? Are those two the same or the different? Is that thing that I like, that they like, can I do it better? And perhaps that's probably the one question that in this process of social media likes and loves, you should probably ask yourself more than anything else, rather than looking at the number of likes and loves, is, can I do better? So that encouragement itself is for that moment. And as I've talked about many times, as photographers, that moment often is fleeting. And to build on it means that we learn the lessons from the failure, embrace the lessons from success, take those and as best as we can, and here's the challenge, remember those. So next time we go out shooting, we don't do the worst and we improve on the best. So then we get better. So then I was thinking that through and I'm like, okay, so let's say you follow those simple words of advice I just laid out there. Then you get encouragement again. Where do you take that? And I'm like, wow, this could be a really round robin kind of thing. So then I'm thinking of myself, encouragement. And I was looking, I went back, and I'm kind of weird in this way. I keep track of my published successes, running log I have. So I went back that log, and it's just it's not photographs, it's not illustration. It's just a listing of my publications, dates, and subject. But I can think of all the photographs that were in there. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about the words the editors provided after the fact about this, that, and the other piece. And I came to the realization that their encouragement was in two forms. One, they published the article or in the photographs. And two, they sent me money, which is really encouraging, right? And three, they gave me words of wisdom to be better the next time. So then I thought to myself, okay, so if that formula, which at least for myself, worked, and it keeps working, I think about it, you know, because when editors get that text photo package, at least for me, as soon as I send it out, I'm kind of like, okay, now what? How long do I wait? Do I ask? What, you know, you're looking for that feedback. And when that first feedback comes, it says, you know, I enjoy it. I really like it. I'll be back in touch. It's like, okay, there's positive encouragement. He likes it. They're going to get back to us. So that's moving forward. Is that enough to stimulate the next one? It is. But when it's all said and done, and they go, okay, we like this, but you didn't get the cover because of that. And this image is this size on the page because of this. Then there comes, you could say, the discouragement or the critique of your images. That one, they're encouraging you because they published it and they paid you. But three, you can do better. And here are my ideas how. So that's really got me just pondering, at least for myself, when it comes to social media, trying to encourage photographers in what they've done while trying to give a helpful hand how they can improve a little bit next time. Now, of course, on the other side, if you just on your own say, okay, I'm encouraged, and look at it and say, how can I do better? That's probably even more powerful. And if we could turn it into that, then it might be just the best way to deal with encouragement. You folks have a absolutely marvelous week. Take care. Get out there and shoot. And remember to make every click your story.